થી ઘી રસ તત્વ નમી નથી. ઇટ ઇઝ વેરી ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ ભાસ ભગવદ ગીતા બિગિનિંગ ઓફ સ્પિરિચ્યુઅલ લાઈફ. Spiritual life and material life. What is the difference? Material life means the bodily concept of life. I am this body. This concept of life is prevalent amongst the animals. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Jashyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuti. Kunape means bag. This body is a bag made of blood, bones, marrow, muscles, stool, urine, parts, nails, hairs, like that. Everyone can understand. If you analyze this material body, what ingredients you will find? These things you will find. These things you will find in animals' body also. Blood, muscles, flesh, bones, stool, urine, nails, hair, like that. So these are the ingredients of material body. They are materialistic scientists. They are studying the brain substance. But what is this brain substance? This is also matter. The brain substance actually do not work. There is something else. That is, that information is being given here. Dehinasmi yathadehi. Within this body, there is the proprietor of the body. Just like what is that computer machine, very structured machine, all these tape recorders or any, nowadays so many structured machines are manufactured and they are working very wonderfully, just like the television machine. It has no connection with where or anything. Still, exactly, the photograph, the sound, and everything is coming from outside, and you are seeing in your room things as they are, even with color. So it is very subtle machine, undoubtedly. But the subtle machine is working not independent. There is a man who is working on this. Suppose if I am put before such a machine, I cannot work unless I am very expert in handling such machine. So the machine is not very important. Real important is, importance is given to the person who is handling this. Similarly, this machine, this body, this is also a machine. And it has been described in the Bhagavad Gita as machine. Jantra Rurani Maya. ઈશ્વર સર્વભૂતાનામ હૃદયે અર્જુન તિષ્ઠતિ Brahman sarva bhutani jantra ruhani maya. The meaning of this verse is Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, God, is sitting within the heart of all living entities. He is there, within your heart, within my heart. The yoga system means to find out where the Lord is sitting within my heart. That is perfection of yoga. So, the information we get from Bhagavad Gita that God is sitting within your heart. That's a fact. Not only within your heart, my heart, the animal's heart, everyone. Sarva bhuta. Sarva bhutana means of all living entities. It is not that simply God is sitting within human body's heart, but He is sitting in everybody's heart. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddesha arjuna tishtati. Brahman, and He is causing the transmigration of the soul. Jantra durani, sitting on the machine of this body. So, both the living entity and God is sitting within this machine. You cannot sit cross level. So, within your body, within my body, and everyone's body, even ant's body, elephant's body, tree's body, fish's body, all bodies, there are different types of bodies. Don't think that the lower animals, birds, bees, trees, plants, insects, they are different from us. No. They are also the same living entity, but in different dress. That's why we are sitting, so many boys and girls. You are in different dress, but essentially your dress may be different, but you are all human beings. Similarly, there are 8,400,000 different forms of living entities. Their outward dress, the body, which is made of these five elements, earth, water, air, fire, gross, five elements, and three subtle elements, mind, intelligence, and ego. They are all living entities. They are not in quality as living entity. They are the same, but they are differently dressed. Therefore, the learner who knows that every one of us is a living spark, spiritual spark, we are encased within this body. So we should not identify our self with the body. We must know that I am different from the body. Somehow or other, I have been encased within the body. This is self-realization. It is a very simple thing. Self-realization means to know that I am not this body, but I have been put into this body because I deserve. That is higher self-realization. Why there are so many different forms of body? Unless there is some management or discrimination, that you are living entity, you should accept this body. You are living entity, you should accept this body. So unless there is such arrangement, just like in a train, there are first class, second class seats, and the conductor directs, here is your reserved seat, sir, come here, sit down. Similarly, the conductor is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is called Paramatma, or the Super Soul. The Super Soul is there, and he is giving you, offering you different types of bodies as you desire. As you desire. If you desire the body of a human being, you get it. If you desire the body of a tiger, you get it. If you desire the body of a demigod, you get it. You can get it. And if you desire the body like Krishna, you also get it. This is your facility. Everything is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva prata devan pitrin janti pitri prata bhuteja janti bhutani madhyajino pi janti ma. This last word, Krishna says, madhyajino pi janti ma. He one is Krishna concept. Then, by cultivation of this Krishna culture, devotional service, he can go back to home, back to Godhead, and you get exactly the same body as Krishna. And what kind of body Krishna has got? He has got a body, Sachidananda Vigraha, Ishara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. We are also Lord, but not Supreme Lord. You cannot become the Supreme Lord. You are Lord to a jurisdiction. You may be Lord in your business, controlling so many clerks, officers, workers. You are Lord in your jurisdiction. Similarly, we find a monkey is also Lord in his jurisdiction. We have not seen the groups of monkey in India, we have seen in Vrindavan. Every monkey has a group. And he has followers about 20, 50, like that. And they sometimes fight. The same, just like we are groups of so-called nations. I am Indian, you are Australian, he is American, he is Canadian. The same thing, these things are there in monkey groups also. It is not very special. The elephants also, they have got their group. If you go into the jungle, you'll see. The birds, different birds, they have got their group. The crows, they have got their group. And the swans, they have got their group. The swan group will not act as crows. The crows are very happy by eating what you throw away, and all nasty things, they will enjoy. And birds are the same feathers, flocks. But the swans, you have seen, they select a place, very nice water, with lotus flower, very nice garden. That is the place of the swans. They even in birds' life, there are different groups and they select different places and different type of atmosphere situation. Similarly, all these living entities, 8,400,000 citizens also, they gather together. This is nature study. Similarly, human society also, there are philosophers group, there are scientists group, there are religious persons group, there are hippies group. So similarly, in everywhere, you'll find group. That is nature. So Krishna also saying that if you want to enter this group, Janti Deva Pratadi, you can do so. Deva Pratan means if you want to enter into the, because there are roughly three divisions. Deva Tijang Naradish Deva, there this whole universe is divided into three groups. There may be subgroups, but three groups. One group is called the demigods, Deva. And Deva Tijang. Tijang means lower than animals. But these three aquatics like that. Tijang. And Nara is human. As we are above these lower animals, aquatics, birds, bees, trees, plants, insects, cats, dogs, so many. So as we are above them, similarly, we are Nara, human beings. Similarly, there is another group, they are called demigods. The demigods group, that's like the predominating deity in the moon planet, the sun planet, Venus, and all that so many. Innumerable planets, Brahma Loka, Satya Loka, Jana Loka, Maha Loka. These are information we get from Vedic literature. But Krishna says that you can go, you can enter in any one of these groups as you like. As you like. So, this is the opportunity. This human form of life is just like body. By evolution, we have come to this human form of life from lower animals, meaning from aquatics. Jalayana Valakhani Kavala Lakhurinshati. It is a long day. There are 900,000 forms of aquatics. If you go deep into the water and if you have means to examine how many fishes and aquatic animals are there, you can count, but in the Vedic literature it is already counted. And the exact fixed number is given. There are 900,000 forms of aquatics. Jalajanam Lakhani, Pabara Lakhavin Sati. Similarly, there are 2,000,000 forms of the trees and plants like that. Tavara Lakhavinsati, Timayo Rudra Sankhaka. And then insect life, there are 11,000 forms. In this way, there are lower than the human being, there are 8,000,000 forms. And before coming to the human form of life, we had to pass through these 8,000,000 types of forms. So therefore, this human form of life is the junction. Now you can decide whether you are going back again to the lower animal forms of life, or you are going to the higher forms of life. This is your decision. This is the junction. If you like, you can go again back to the cycle of 8,000,000 forms of lower animals. You can develop yourself consciousness for higher species of life which is called Deva. Deva means Devika. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti Deva Pratati Vaan Sidrin Janti Jitri Prataha Bhuteja Janti Bhutani Majyajin Opijan. And last word he said that if one wants to come to me, Krishna said, then he can also come to me. Now you make your journey. If you want to go back to the, again, animal forms of life, you can go. If you want to remain as you are here now, you can remain. If you want to go to the higher planetary system, demigods, you can have, just like the topmost demigod god is Lord Brahma. The demigod planet means the third standard of life, third span of life, more facilities, thousands and thousands. They're beyond our imagination. It's like Brahma. Brahma's life is described in the Bhagavad Gita only one day. Sahasra yuga parjantam arahat brahmano vibhu. Our yugas, their millennium. So, 1 millennium means 4,300,000 of years. So, multiply, increase it by 1,000 times. That is the duration of Brahma's one day. So it is beyond our mind and speculation. Still, they are within the material world. If you like, you can go there. But the duration of life may be so long years, but there is death. Death you cannot avoid. Within this material world, as I was explaining yesterday, last night, Janma Mrityu Jarabhyadi Dukkho Dosanudas. Within this material world, you cannot avoid these four principles of miserable condition. Birth, death, old age, and death. That you cannot avoid. Either you take your path as Lord Brahma, or take your path as insignificant man. These things will go. But if you go back to Krishna, as Krishna says, Madhyajino, Pijanti Ma. There is facility of going back to Krishna, or God. You can go. Why do you not accept the cultivation of Krishna consciousness so that you may go back again to Krishna? This is our Krishna consciousness movement. The highest benefactory contribution to the human being. We are giving such information. Take Krishna consciousness, cultivation or bhakti card, and just after your giving up this body, the giving up this money, as soon as you take to Krishna consciousness, as soon as you become a devotee of Krishna, you become a candidate, past candidate, for going back to home, back to home. Just like I gave this example, in your country, I do not know whether there is such a thing. In the British period in India, there was ICS exam, Indian Civil Service. Similarly, nowadays, the same ICS examination is going on under different name, IAS, Indian Administrative Service. Formerly it was ICS, now the Indian government changed, IAS. What is this IAS? You pass this examination, the government requires so many officers for conducting the government. So there is an examination. High class educated persons are allowed to sit in that examination. And thousands they sit down, but they take first, second, third, fourth, like as many officers they require, they select and text from beginning from according to the mark, first, second, third, in this way they collect officers. So these officers, as soon as they are accepted by the government, they immediately their officers. But they are first of all given a chance for being trained up. Under certain such officer, he is trained up. And as soon as he is trained up, he is given the seat. Come on, take charge. Similarly, as soon as you take to Krishna consciousness, you become a past officer for going back to home back. As soon as you are initiated and you execute the regulatory principles as they are prescribed, you become eligible. There is no doubt. So the only thing remains that you become trainer during your remaining balance of life. You just become trained up how to become a perfect pure devotee. Then as soon as you give up this body, immediately you transfer. Tatta deham punarjanmanaiti mame ti konte. Immediately. The soul is transferred immediately, although it is far, far away. But the speed of soul is also very great. You can imagine. You can imagine the speed of air. Speed of mind is greater than the speed of the air. You can just experiment. You are sitting here. Suppose your home is in London. You can easily, within seconds, you can transfer your mind to a London home. The speed is so great. Or, if you have a greater distance, immediate. The speed of mind is so great. And the soul is still finer. The soul speed is still greater. Thousand times greater. So as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Tapta deham punarjanmanaiti mameti. As soon as you give up this body in Krishna consciousness, immediately you are transferred to the Krishna planet. Immediately. Although it is, you cannot find out where the Krishna planet is, millions and millions and millions of miles away. But the soul speed is so great that it can be transferred within seconds. This is the position. So why don't you take advantage? That is our request. If you can be transferred to Krishna Loka immediately, now you can ask, what is the advantage of Krishna? The advantage of the describing the Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who comes back to me, Mamupi, Mam means me, then he doesn't come back again in this material world. In this material world, you have to change your body. That's a fact that is described here. Tatha dehantaram prati. Just like you are changing your body from childhood, from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood. In this way, you have got different bodies in this life, in this span of life. Similarly, after this body, you will have to abstain another body. Tatha dehantaram prati. So long you have to remain within this material world, with material desires, then you have to change your body according to your desires. And there are 8,400,000 forms of bodies. Yes, that's it. There is no guarantee because you do not know what body you are getting next. That will depend on your work. And according to your work, at the time of death, the mentality at that time will create your body. This is enough. Jangan maafi smaran loki tajatanti kaliyuram. We give up our body. As you are accustomed to think, we are alive. Naturally, we shall think like that. Sometimes we think, this is not yet finished. I have to do this. I have to, sometimes the politicians and others, everyone thinks. So, he again comes back to such a favorable type of body and again exhibits. This is called material. Buddha, Buddha, Pradhyaya. But as soon as you accept the material body, you are subjected to the four principles. Janma, mrityu, jara, prayas. Birth, death, old age and disease. So, if you want to avoid this material incompetence, then take to Krishna consciousness and accept the body which is suitable for living in Krishna loka. That is the highest purpose. So we are offering that facility. Don't take this moment as something bogus. It is very scientific, authorized. And the process is very easy. For cultivating Krishna consciousness, what is needed? Very simple thing. What is that? Manvana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji manglamasturu. Always think of Krishna. Always think of Krishna. Just as in our temple we have got Krishna, the form of Krishna, you just re-engage in his devotional service, therefore you will not forget Krishna, the form of Krishna. So, the process is to always think of Krishna. This Hare Krishna chanting, this is also always thinking of Krishna. As soon as I hear the word Krishna, immediately I remember Krishna. By reading books, immediately I remember Krishna. So anyways, the process is to remember Krishna. Even without chanting, without going to the temple, if you can remember only Krishna, that will do. But these things will help you to remember Krishna. Manmana. Always thinking of Krishna. Manmana bhavamat bhakta. Bhakta means servant. Do what? Whatever Krishna desires, do it. It is not very difficult. So, manmana bhavamat madhyadi kvarti Krishna. And offer respect to this. Four things. Anyone could do. It doesn't require any high education, high philosophical mind. Simply four things. Always think of Krishna, become a devotee of Krishna, offering respect, obeisances, and worship. These four things will help you. If you cannot do these four things, then you can chant only, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. A very simple process. And there is no loss. Suppose you become devotee and think of Krishna, what is loss on your part? There is no loss. So without any loss, if you get the greatest benediction of life, why don't you try? This is our question. It's not difficult, there is no loss, and the gain is the greatest. Tangsiddhin Labhatavya, highest perfection. So therefore, we request you that take advantage of this moment. Don't take it very seriously. It's very important moment. Try, we have got books already published, about 20 books. So, if you are intelligent, if you want to understand Krishna through intelligence, through scientific view, that is explained. You can do that. Or, if you have no means to read books, or if you have no such habit, because reading books, that requires also another qualification, studious. You simply chant Hare Krishna. God has given you the tongue, and you can chant, and gradually improve. And if you make your life perfect in this way, then all material problems are solved. So this is our moment, try to understand. Very good. Thank you. Please.
Why did you ask me if I could cross my legs? Why did you ask me that question?
Because this is impudency. You cannot sit down like before a respectable person. This is unrespectable. It is not etiquette. You do not know that.
I didn't know.
Yes, that's why you have to teach it. Because everyone is sitting, you cannot do that. You're deficient.
Deficient. No.
You cannot sit properly. You can see. Others are sitting. Why cannot sit?
Well, it seemed to be more comfortable.
Then you can sit. That's right. You come from home side.
Well, I want to see you and listen to you clearly.
That's all right. But then you must be following the etiquette.
I see. Well, the last time I sat it, I actually blew out the candle. They were going around the room.
Don't spoil time in this way. Now, you have got any question? The sitting is not very important. It is not allowed. He wanted Krishna given in the charge. He wanted to come here in this material world and enjoy material. So Krishna has given you the chance. Now you are suffering. You are integrated. Yes, that is his origin and place. You have come from Krishna. Now you have to go back to Krishna. What is that?
He wants to know if we go to Krishna, there is no coming back.
No, you can come back. You are free. But because you are intelligent, you are getting these experiences, perhaps you will not come back again. Because you have got good experience, if you are intelligent, they understand the reputation of birth and death is not very good experience. So, if you go back to Krishna and if you get permanent life, most probably you will not come back again. Yes, that's natural. Just like a person left his home and throughout the whole life he's loitering, wandering from country to country, after being fatigued, if he comes back home again, he doesn't go again. That is natural. First of all, you sit down properly, then I shall answer.
I had a friend describe the Krishna movement to me as clearly as he says it. It handles very much what's inside of you, and that Christianity handles very much what is outside of you and how you react to the outside world. And I'd like to know actually how Krishna relates to Christianity in the deepest sense.
Christianity or DCT, we are not concerned. We are concerned with each other. We are not concerned with a particular type of faith. Then we are not concerned. No, we are concerned with the philosophy of life. So, we are talking that God is there, you are there. You are part and parcel of God. In this material condition, you are not happy. If you go back to home, back to God, then you will be happy. This is the philosophy. So this philosophy, we do not know in detail whether Christianity teaches. I think every religion teaches like that. But the philosophy is, our proposal is, that is third class religion, which teaches the followers to go back to home, back to God. That is first class. It doesn't matter whether it's Christianity or Mohammedanism or Buddhism or Hinduism. The fact is, just like, if I want to return to India, I can see which plane goes faster and safe. It doesn't matter which line is better. The better line is selected. Similarly, our aim of life, that we are part and parcel of God, somehow or other, we are put into this material condition of life, and you are suffering. See, somehow or other, if you go back to home, back to Godhead, and again, we are situated in our original position, that is what. So, you can accept any prophet which helps you to go back to home, back to God. That is our goal. If you think Christianity is better prophecy, accept it. We don't say, come to Krishna consciousness. But if you think that Krishna consciousness is better prophecy, accept it. That is up to you. Yes. But the principle is this. Tavai pungsang paro dharma jato bhakti adhukpade. We want to test a man how he has advanced in his religious life. What is that? How much he has developed his love for God. That's all. If he has developed his love for God, then we accept he is following first class. But he has developed his love for God, that is it. We have to take like that. Whether he is loving dog or he is loving God. That's all. Yes. It is very difficult to understand what that is saying.
That it's within your power. So I am a particle, I agree. But within my particle, sits the totality of God.
How within the particle?
Throughout matter, how it says all things are within the grandeur of God.
Yeah.
And therefore,
that is God's power. He can live within and without.
Within my power.
Yes. That is described in the Vedas. Anoraniyana mahato mahiya. God has got this gigantic universal body. And God has got another body, which is smaller than yourself. He can sit down within your body. That is God. Smaller than the smallest. We are smallest. God is great. But still, God can become smaller than the smallest. And at the same time, He can become bigger than the biggest. That is God. Omnipotency. This is called omnipotence. He can become smaller than the smallest. He can become bigger than the biggest. So, there is no incongruency. If God's sit within you, your small particle, that's not impossible for God. That's possible. Because it is said, smaller than the smallest. You may be the smallest, but He can become smaller than you. This is God's omnipotence. So there is no difficulty for God to become smaller than yourself.
But
you cannot go. You are fixed up. Your position is fixed up. Because you are not God. But God can become the smaller than the smallest and the greater than the greatest. That is greatness. Yes.
How can we, as a human being,
God is indefinable, but when it comes before you as He, then it is definable. God is indefinable, that's all that. But He is so pleased to reveal Himself, then it is, He is definable. Because He is defining Himself. If you define God by the words of God, then He is defined. Otherwise, He is indefinable. By your mental speculation, He is indefinable. But if you define God by the definition given by God, then you can define. That is not your definition. You can repeat the definition. Just like God said, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajanti maan budha bhavasavannita. He said that everything emanates from me. I am the origin of everything. So one who knows this thing, he is actually learned and he becomes my devotee. So if you define God like that, God is the origin of everything. Where is your difficulty? There is no difficulty. Because you are defining God by the words of God. If you manufacture any definition of God, then you cannot define. But if you take the words of God, then it is possible to define God. It is very simple to understand. Suppose there is a big man, you are trying to understand what he is. So you can speculate, that will never be possible. But if the big man says, I'm like this, my position is like this, my bank balance is this, my business, you can define like that. Where is the difficulty? God is indefinable, that's a fact. But when you take the definition given by God, then it is easy. You have already asked. No more.
No.
That's not. What is that question? Finish.
Well, you said that a human being could be whatever it wanted to be. Right?
Yes.
Within Krishna and within God.
Yes.
And the spirit of religion.
Yes.
If I wanted to be smaller than the smallest.
Yes.
Or greater than the greatest. Couldn't I be?
Yes, he is.
Therefore, isn't there part and part?
First of all, what do you know about the greater? Because you want to be greater than the greatest. What is your imagination of greatest?
This is the point I meant. Is that there is no way in telling where imagination works.
So therefore, you can become greater than the greatest as far as your imagination goes.
Then this is what a Krishna person has to imagine. If they want
Krishna
to
a conscious person doesn't imagine anything.
If Krishna is greater than the greatest.
Yes. But Krishna says that He is greater than the greatest. We accept it. We don't imagine.
Well, we can accept it all, right? But what about a human being?
But no man
here.
Greater
than the greatest.
Huh?
Or smaller than the smallest.
But
a human being has imagination. Doesn't he?
We are not calling imagination. Why don't you understand? We are taking the words of God. This is not my imagination. Yes.
Neither
your imagination. It is the definition given by God. Therefore, we accept it. Why? Because we have to accept. Otherwise, there is no other way.
Human being doesn't have to accept anything.
No. Yes. You are accepting the kicking of material nature. Are you not? Why you are becoming older? You are accepting. When there will be death, you will be accepting. You have to accept. By force.
Yes, the thing is God is by force.
Yeah.
Real humanity. No, I agree now.
Thank you. Don't put any more questions.
No more. I'll uncross my legs.